Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. We're in the book of Proverbs chapter 17. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you because you're the mighty God, the King of kings, Lord of lords, and God of gods, and you're a mighty God. And Lord, I thank you for this magnificent book of Proverbs that we love, and I thank you, Father, for this book and how wonderful it is. And I ask you to reveal yourself to each one of us as we read and study the book of Proverbs today. Open our understanding to what we need to learn from this magnificent book. And I praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, and whenever you get into the book of Proverbs, if you'll start reading the book of Proverbs, read it in a very good English translation and realize this is an owner's manual. This thing is not just a novel. The whole spiritual world revolves around this owner's manual. If you'll do what this book says, then all these wonderful blessings will come to you. If you will not do these things, the curses will come to you. And this is why people are sick and afflicted in the church as well as in the world, is because they don't know that sin brings sickness and disease to you and to your house. So, since you don't know these things, people go out and do the things, just like we read there in Proverbs a while ago. It says there is a way that seems right to a man, but its ways end in death. So he goes out and does things that's wrong. He thinks he's having a blast, but those ways are wrong. And they will lead him to death, and a lot of those things will lead a man into the pit of hell, and he will miss heaven. So who wants to go to the place where the worm dies not, where there's constant fire and heat and torment and pitch black? It's amazing. That's what hell's talked about in the Word of God. It's a devastating place. Nobody wants to go to this wicked, wicked place where all the fires are burning. But all you got to do is accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you get to not only live a magnificent, wonderful life of faith here on the earth. If you walk by faith, you can see the King answer your prayer. You can be blessed mightily in everything you do. But when you die, you get to go to heaven. And then you get to reign and rule with the Lord forever. Wow, what a blessing. Okay, let's go to verse 10 in Proverbs 17. It said, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." Now then, what's he trying to say? In other words, a single rebuke does more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. In other words, you can't do nothing to a fool. I mean, you can try everything you want to, and he just will not listen. There's only one way you can change a fool, and that's go to the throne of grace and pray for him. Now, you can change everybody from Hebrews 4:16 says that come boldly into the throne of grace. Where do you think the throne of grace is? It's in the third heaven, where Paul said he went up to visit. That's where God is. That's where Jesus now is. The Holy Spirit's here on earth. But he says, come to the throne of grace, and we can change people. Most of us don't believe that, but anyway, we can most definitely do that. Now then, a single rebuke will do more for a person of understanding than 100 lashes on the back of a fool. In other words, you can just beat that guy and beat him, and he still won't straighten his act up. So that's amazing. Let's go to verse 11. It says, "An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him." Wonder what that is. Evil people seek rebellion, but they will be severely punished. Whenever the King James says, "An evil man seeketh only rebellion, and therefore a cruel messenger should be sent against him." Who do you think this evil man that's doing or seeking only rebellious ways, as God is watching from heaven what's going on, who do you think this cruel messenger that's going to be sent against him, who do you think this cruel messenger is going to come from? Let me tell you, it's going to come from God. Well, God is in control of the universe. And who do you think that cruel messenger is? That is a demonic spirit. That's a demonic spirit that's going to be sent against that man, and he's going to come against that man, and he will torment that man. He will make that man sick. He may even kill him. He may kill his family. All kinds of devastating things will happen. But the Lord said it right here in Proverbs 17:11. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Verse 12 says, let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Wow. Isn't that something? It is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to comfort a fool caught in folly. Isn't that amazing? It's safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs? Let me tell you, I don't know whether you've ever seen what happens when somebody takes a cub away from a mother bear. I'm telling you, you're in trouble. In fact, what a bear can do, I can remember one time when I was a young man at home years ago when I was over in the pig pen, and we had some pigs and so the old sow there, and I reached down and picked up one of the little pigs, and he squealed. And when he did, that great big old mama, she jumped up and she started after me. My dad reached down and grabbed me and throwed me over the fence right quick. He got out of there. He said, my goodness, son, don't do that. He said, that old sow, she'll tear you up. Well, if you think that pig can tear you up, you ain't seen nothing compared to what a bear can do to you. Well, it says there very clearly, it is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to comfort a fool caught in folly. Isn't that amazing? Now, verse 13, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Now, think about that. If somebody rewards evil for good, in other words, if you return evil for good, if somebody does you a good favor, does something nice for you, and you turn around and do evil to them, the Lord says, evil shall not depart from your house. In other words, he'll send a demon to your house, and those demons will torment you, and they will stay there and torment you because of what you've done. I know one time, my mother told me years ago, she didn't understand all these principles, but she knew enough about the Word of God to know to watch her mouth. But she was watching her mouth, and she said a lady next door had a handicapped child, and said the lady beside her was always making fun of this woman with this handicapped child. She said, I told her, I said, ma'am, that woman can't help that she's got a handicapped child. But said, it's definitely not right for you to make fun of her. Well, the woman wouldn't listen to my mother. And it wasn't long till she got pregnant. And she had a baby. And when her baby was born, it was handicapped, just like the one that she made fun of. I thought, isn't that amazing? You reap what you sow. So, wow, watch your mouth. Be careful what you do. Because, as the Word of God says, in verse 13, if you reward evil for good, evil shall not depart from your house. And so, if you repay evil for good, evil will never leave your house.